Madge Lake. Amidst the serene backdrop of Duck Mountain Provincial Park, the 43rd annual Duck Mountain Ski Loppet unfolded with the familiar buzz of excitement and camaraderie on February 24. Organized by dedicated volunteers, the event drew participants from various corners, eager to partake in a day of cross-country skiing adventure. One of the notable updates this year was the addition of a 15-kilometer route, responding to feedback from the previous year's survey. Cheryl Sutton, one of the organizers, highlighted this enhancement, emphasizing the event's commitment to meeting the preferences of its participants. Both classic and skate skiing enthusiasts found trails tailored to their preferred style, ensuring an inclusive experience for all skill levels. We added a 15K route this year. We did a survey at the end of the Loppet last year, and that was one of the things that people asked for was a 15K loop, Cheryl said. Despite facing challenges posed by snow conditions, organizers remained resilient in their efforts to provide optimal skiing terrain. Kevin Sutton shared insights into the technical aspects of trail preparation, noting adjustments made to accommodate skiers effectively. Snow conditions were challenging. We hoped to get a bit more packing done earlier in the year because your snow will stay longer if it does that, and we didn't get an opportunity to do that. So the trails are a little bit narrower. It's a technical trail, so you'd like to be able to move around so people get a good line into the corner and a good line out of the corner. But it's great compared to what everybody else does not have. The Duck Mountain Ski Loppet stands as a beacon of winter recreation in the region, drawing attendees from far and wide. Kevin Sutton highlighted the event's significance in offering a unique skiing experience, contrasting the intimate trails of Duck Mountain with wider alternatives found in larger centers. This distinction, coupled with the warm community atmosphere, continues to attract skiing enthusiasts year after year. We've got people from Flin Flon, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Regina here, so they know we've got awesome trails. Many of the trails in some of the bigger centers, they're quite wide. Our trails are very intimate. The spruce tree branches will touch one another and you'll just ski right underneath, and it's awesome. And you don't get that in a lot of the newer areas. The trails are much wider. So it presents not just a physical challenge and a skill set challenge, but it gives back in a lot of nature, Kevin said. Volunteers played a pivotal role in the success of the Loppet, with numerous shelters along the course manned by dedicated individuals providing essential support and hospitality. Kevin said, "We have a lot of volunteers. We have 5 other shelters on the course. And there's at least 2 volunteers at every shelter, and they're busy providing snacks, and they had to get the fire going and so people can stop and have a snack visit or whatever. So we're really lucky to have some good volunteers here."